yeah, the bit of side one. To be fair, the second goal from there on was going to be a long, long night for us. You know, I thought we had a cut off it, in fairness. You know, we've been beaten here 3-0 last year, where, you know, we probably didn't have the cut off it, but we went and had a go, and we ended up 4-0, you know, and Dundalk are worthy winners, no complaints. You know, a couple of them were probably individual mistakes, but, you know, they still came up with something else. Had we rectified that, they still would have found maybe another gear, should the not have broken his own, Chris, you know.
Disappointing to concede a goal so early on, but initially you responded well.
Yeah, we did, yeah, and you know, we conceded very early. I know we conceded here early many years ago, and we were 2 down after 5 minutes. We ended up getting beaten 7, you know, and you're kind of thinking the writing on the wall. We started very poorly, but we got ourselves right back into it, and in fairness, you know, we created a few problems for them. But the second goal from the counter-attack was a poor decision from Mark. And look, the counter-attack, they scored 2 from the counter, really. In the second half, they got a corner that they eventually scored from as well. You saw the pace and the determination and the willingness to counter. Like, and that's part of their game that maybe goes unnoticed. And you saw them defending set pieces, clearing 2 off the line. You know, Gary Rogers, I think Sean Hoare took the other one off the line. Like, that's something that we need to learn and do. And we didn't defend well, you know, as you can see with the fourth goal in particular, you know.
Do you think it was a bit flattering in the end, the scoreline?
Doesn't matter. Look, it's irrelevant. It's a 4-0. Were they that much better than us? There's a big gap there. You know, had we bridged it, we certainly haven't bridged it. Had we narrowed it, not by the scoreline. I thought we had a cut off them for once and, you know, maybe left ourselves a little bit bare at the back as well. But they might have found some other way to break us down, had we sat in as we've done before. And they have. Invariably, they have.
They have a more settled team. I think you had 7 players who started tonight who have been signed this season.
Yeah, although I won't use that as an excuse to put it that way to you. I thought we adapted ourselves well, in fairness. You know, the goals came at brutal times for us. I suppose any time is a poor time to concede. Conceded it very early, and then the one before half-time, just, you know, when we were gaining a little bit of momentum. It would have been interesting to see in the second half if we had kept it at 2, or indeed kept it at 1. But to be fair to them, they ran over the winners to hit the post at the end to make it 5. You know what I mean? Like, so, look, credit to them. They were by far the better side, and we wish them well.
And your season won't depend really on results against the likes of Dundalk.
Look, no, but we would still like to have the cut off it in each game as it comes. You know, like, we'll go to Shamrock Rovers away next week. You know, that's probably, is that tougher than Dundalk at home? I'm not quite sure. There's very little between that. And will our season depend on that? You know, we'd love to be able to take some point off each team. You know, and Shamrock Rovers last year were the only side that we didn't take any points off in the 4 games we played. We actually got a point against Dundalk here. But we'd like to, you know, take a point at least off all the sides, the other 9 sides in it, obviously, if not more, against some of them. But it certainly wasn't to be tonight, and well done to Dundalk, and we move on to the other places, Tala.
And finally, what's the mood like in the dressing room immediately afterwards, after what's been a fairly good start to the season?
Obviously, they're disappointed, Chris. You're getting beaten 4-0 at home, regardless of the quality of Dundalk. You know, of course, the heads are down. If they weren't, you know, we might have had a different problem. I think, to be fair, they asked a few questions of Dundalk that we mightn't have asked in other years. But at the same time, the scoreline's still the same. You know, it was 3-0 last year at the end of the season. It's 4-0 today, you know. But look, as you say, we'll move on and see where Tala takes us. And then we have another game on the Monday night here at home. Look, with what have we got, 32 games left? Long way to go, Chris, but we need to improve.